This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. In the not-so-distant future, you might be able to build your house for free. A national organization called Earthship is working to make that a reality, and it sounds great, right? The only catch is you have to build this new house out of trash. This strange future is actually right now in Seattle's Columbia City neighborhood. Volunteers are building the first Earthship-inspired structure there in Roxanne Fonder Reeve's driveway. They call the project the Trash Studio. Reeve says once you have an Earthship, you really don't need anything else.
It's completely self-contained, off the grid, sustainable. It generates power. It takes care of water collection and sewer. You can grow food inside. So there are these beautiful greenhouse hallways. So you walk out of your bedroom in the morning and you walk through the hall and pick your breakfast as you go into your kitchen and use energy that you created to fix your food.
I understand, though, that what's going up in your Columbia City driveway is not really an Earthship. Why not?
Because it doesn't have the solar capture features or sewage. You can't really build that without going through a lot of permitting process, and currently Seattle Building Code doesn't allow for a full-on Earthship. So one of the reasons that we wanted to do this is to have a place to bring people from the city and say, look, it works. We're going to collect some information about temperature inside and outside and just look at how stable it is and be able to show people it's beautiful.
So you're sort of like the guinea pig or the lab rat of Earthships.
Yes, I am.
Well, Roxanne, tell me, you mentioned tires. What? I don't know how far the structure is built, and you and I are sitting in this kind of insulated studio, but you know, what would I see if I was at your driveway?
You would see a sort of a U-shaped wall of tires. Each tire is pounded with dirt, so it's really full of dirt. And when they're done with that, they weigh about 200 pounds. So if you kick a tire, it's not like kicking a tire. It's really like kicking a cement curb. And these are all stacked. I would guess the wall is about 11 feet high now.
And so what will cover all these tires? They're sort of like the foundation that
you're
telling me. What happens after that?
Lots of things. The surrounding part is an earth berm with a vapor barrier and some insulation. So just outside of that will be a lot of dirt.
Okay, so there's a berm. I'm visualizing Little House on the Prairie.
Okay,
and she had sod on top
of
her.
It will kind of look on the sides like Little House on the Prairie very much because the berm will be planted. I'm looking for some edible native plants to plant with. And then the roof will be kind of a standard wood roof with a pitch. We will capture rain on that. We're putting in a cistern. And then the front will be a cob wall with windows and a door that all of those things were salvaged. And then it will be mosaiced with tiles and broken pottery and all kinds of things I've salvaged from dumpsters.
So that's the pretty part.
That's the cob part.
Meaning corn cobs?
No, cob building is a mixture of clay, straw, and sand. And it originated in Ireland. So it's really great for Northwest weather.
Roxanne Fonder Reeves with me, and she is building a sustainable Earthship-like structure in her Columbia City driveway, just so you don't run afoul of the law. So you talk about these Earthships being built out of sort of trash, things that other people discard, but you know, trash really runs the gamut. It can be anything from tin cans to pieces of wire. So what is the best kind of stuff to build an Earthship with?
Well, we start with the tires. We start with fill dirt that people are really trying to get rid of and looking for a place to dump. And then we have salvaged the wood for the roof from remodeling. We've torn apart pallets. I've taken up dumpster diving in my 50s, which I never, ever thought I would do. This is not predictable. And
oops, she's bending over.
Okay. Well, I brought you a present, which I should have pulled out before.
Oh, no, it's okay. Pull it out now.
So this is a plastic bottle brick And what this is it's an old plastic shampoo bottle.
Right, a recyclable bottle.
Well, recyclable or not, it doesn't matter, because what we've done is turn it into a portable landfill unit. So that bottle is full of trash plastic that I've collected from, I've gotten a bunch from stores, bags that my food has come in, you know, the inside of cereal that my son eats. All of that is just cleaned, and we've stuffed it into the bag. And that's going to be used inside the cob wall, in between the tires, any place we can find to put it, because that keeps it out of landfills, and it also takes up space in the cob, so we use less cob.
So, Roxanne, what I hear you saying is that pretty much you find your materials everywhere.
Absolutely. When I'm driving down the street now, Marcy, I see things that are being thrown away, and I look at them and go, what could I make out of that? It's really, doing this project has transformed everything.
You, as you mentioned, there are volunteers working on this, the tire stuffing at this moment in time. Where do they come from?
We've had volunteers from all over the place. They've come up from Oregon. They've come down from Canada. They've come from Spokane. There's a huge Earthship Seattle community, and people just show up. We were lucky enough to be sponsored by the Polish ambassador, the DJ, not the diplomat. It was a music tour, and they picked our project. So I had probably 75 people I'd never seen before just show up one day and work. They pounded a dirt floor, and they pounded tires, and they tore apart pallets, and they made cob. It was amazing.
Wow. A lot to deal with. I'm talking with Columbia City resident Roxanne Fonda Reeve, and she and as many as 75 volunteers are working on a pilot Earthship in her driveway. When is it going to be done?
Well, our plan was to have it done September of 2014. When you're building something free, it takes a really long time because we're at the whim of what becomes available when.
Sure.
And one of the things that is really important to us about this project is to build it at zero cost. I want it to have a much bigger life. I managed to somehow in this process become the queen of the trash fairies as an educational person to talk to kids about sustainability and help them realize that there are so many other places, ways to live.
So you are the Roxanne Appleseed of Earthship or sustainability.
I sure hope so.
You sound like you are really spending most of your energy doing this, and it's a wonderful dream. Sustainability advocates would really like it, but who do you think would most benefit?
I think the people who will most benefit are the ones who are in my neighborhood. I live in the 98118, the most diverse zip code in the entire U.S., and we are proud of that. We have a lot of people of lower income, and the idea that you can create something that is beautiful and sustainable and useful and durable out of garbage for no money is, I think it's kind of like a quiet revolution that's happening. And I'm so excited to be a part of it.
Roxanne Fonda Reeve and a legion of volunteers are building an Earthship-inspired structure in her Columbia City driveway. It's the first of its kind in Seattle.